This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon, and doing that in the wake of the issuance by the Supreme Court of six more major decisions this past week. We'll be talking about many of those and more cases that it also decided in this term. This weekend, a 9 to 11 broadcast tomorrow, that's Saturday, on Amicus Law Review. Then doing another program Sunday from 2 to 4, also talking about the Supreme Court term just now concluded. Supreme Court continues to show up at their jobs there on Capitol Hill at the Supreme Court building throughout the summer. They will plainly continue to entertain these emergency applications, and those will continue to animate much of our discussion here on the Maggie Dawn Show and certainly on Amicus Law Review. But today we are thinking an awful lot about what the Supreme Court has ruled on in connection, arguably, with birthright citizenship, but not really. Not really in the end, issuing a major opinion, not without its dissenters. We're going to talk about those in just a moment or so. Basically finding that federal district court judges and appeals court judges do not have the authority to issue these worldwide, these national, these universal injunctions. They can only do it with respect to the particular plaintiffs in front of them. Important to note, once again, that the notion of injunctive relief, entering a temporary restraining order, entering an injunction, that is still much available to courts, and that happens all the time in our state and federal courts in America. What the Supreme Court has said that federal judges cannot do is they cannot make their injunctive orders applicable basically across the nation, which has been the case with respect to the issue having to do with the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship. The court's decision, again, basically upending the ability of single federal judges to freeze those policies across the nation. And the reason why it's so significant is that it applies presumably not just to birthright citizenship issues, but also all sorts of other orders out there that including, for example, halting the firing of civil servants, the defunding of foreign aid. For example, the location of transgender women in federal prisons, in men's housing, those kinds of things, all kinds of things across the board, where district court judges have in recent months responded to the executive orders of this president that have been dramatic and, from the perspective of many, including the district court and appellate court judges, unconstitutional. They've extended the breadth, the scope, the impact of their orders beyond just the particular jurisdiction. For example, the Western District of Wisconsin, the Eastern District of Wisconsin, and said this will apply nationwide. That is what the Supreme Court has said you can no longer do. And that is the reason why. That is the reason why both media and indeed the President of the United States of America has praised this ruling. He has called it a giant ruling. He was talking at a news conference in the White House this afternoon. He said, our country should be very proud of the Supreme Court today. Again, significantly, the Supreme Court basically stayed its own order, said you've got basically 30 days in which to simmer on all of this, and suspended its ruling for that period of time. The order from the president does not take effect for another 30 days, a 6-3 decision, and also, again, making very clear that it does not resolve the issue of birthright citizenship itself. Now, the problem with that, of course, is exactly what was discussed during the course of oral arguments, which is now, presumably, because there will not be a universal injunction out there, you may have quite literally thousands, maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of lawsuits, each one of them going into a federal court, asking for a specific judgment of a federal district court judge saying, in my particular case, I am indeed a citizen of the United States of America by virtue of where I've been born, and that indeed I am subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And that may have to be accomplished on an individual, fact-by-fact, circumstance-by-circumstance case and situation. And that would pose a huge problem, and may pose a huge problem, to the administration of justice in America. And that leads to the other suggestion that is inside the majority opinion in this case, and that is class actions. Now, class actions themselves are not the answer to all of this because, indeed, you don't simply walk into court and file a document that proclaims that you're now litigating on behalf of a class of 10 people or 20 people or 20,000 people across the country. You can file that action and ask a federal district court judge to certify, basically to find the class is composed of people who are sufficiently similar in nature and who are suffering the same kind of injury. But it requires a huge amount of litigation, even with respect to creating the class of people inside a particular court. It may well be that that's what we've got left in terms of addressing this issue and pushing back on this notion that the 14th Amendment does not, in fact, mean what it says and says what it means. Indeed, there is reporting already that there are litigants out there running into courts filing not only those individual cases, but class actions as well, seeking basically to substitute a class action proceeding, much more cumbersome, much more lengthy in its duration, for what the Supreme Court today found unconstitutional and found inappropriate for specific district court judges to do, which is enter an order and make it applicable across the nation for all people. Class action is still very much out there, suggested by the Supreme Court, and probably now the way that this is going to be addressed, maybe with respect to other executive orders as well. When we come back, we'll hear from the dissenters in this major case. We're going to hear from the three of them and what they said about what the majority did here on the Maggie Dawn Show.